site of Highland Park Baptist Church, reporting live for WKGC 90.7 FM and HD. So Tom has an interview set up. I'm in the truck. He's outside the truck. Take it away, Tom.
Okay, I'm here with Ruth Corley, who is... How long have you been spokesman? I won't ask you that. I'm sorry. You have been with the Sheriff's Department as long as I can remember.
20 years.
20 years. Wow.
Yes.
Anyway, give us a update. Where do we stand right now? What's going on? What are the areas of concern that we have out there with this fire?
Well, we had several fires, up to as many as five at one time in the entire county. And we, of course, had the Callaway Heights fire, which did flare up again today. But I have not heard any words of concern about that right now. Just a lot of smoke in that area. The one that caused the most concern was the one that started off Adkins Road. And that was in the Callaway area, Springfield area, that area of town near the sharp turn that 15th Street makes before it becomes Tyndall Parkway, and kind of that area near Adkins Road. And the wind whipped it up so fast. It went from a couple of acres to 40 acres very, very quickly. And so we got emergency services. Chief Monroe went up in our air unit right away to survey the area and was very concerned. And so they put a lot of resources there. We're working very closely with emergency management, with County Fire. They have memorandums of understanding and mutual aid agreements with all other fire departments, and they're all coming, and they all have reported, as well as Florida Forestry as well. And there were many areas. Amanda Circle, I was out at that area a little bit earlier this afternoon, and it was amazing to watch the helicopters coming and dropping the water, working with the spotter plane, which is up higher and can tell them exactly where to go. It is amazing to watch them to do that work. So dangerous, and they are so skilled. And so they kept it at bay for a while, and unfortunately I received a video of that area on Amanda Circle. Now Amanda Circle's off Pipeline Road, which is off of 231, and it's now burning. So it's very, very unfortunate. They had two houses as of 5 o'clock this afternoon, just two houses consumed. That may have changed in the time since they had the press conference at 5. But we're hoping and praying for some favorable conditions tonight. When the dew falls, they say that they tend to die down. Right now we have a condition where we have Hurricane Michael debris still in some of those wooded areas, and they are very concerned about that. I can say that they have positioned vehicles in case Sims Veterans Home off of Tram Road needs to be evacuated. They are positioning so they can do that. They feel somewhat certain that they'll be able to stop it before it gets that far and jumps over Tyndall Parkway or anything like that, which is good. They're working so hard. Mm-hmm. Such brave men and women out there.
There are. And there's so many people here. I mean, just here you can see how much effort is being put into this thing. This is a massive effort from not only Bay County, but the surrounding counties have showed up and,
yes,
and lending their support to us.
They
right
do.
Now.
They do. And it's so willing. It's not a struggle at all to get help here and get it quickly. And we, in emergency management, the sheriffs, the fire, they all work together anyway, training all the time. And so we have worked very closely to and very hard to be one unit. As one unit, even though obviously we're separate agencies, but we work very hard in Bay County to be working and to be in sympathy with each other so that we respond very quickly. And there's no egos in the way. That's what's so refreshing, that we just all work together very, very well. We want to see the people and their property protected as best we can. And I think that's something that makes Bay County, again, another thing that makes Bay County so special, that we do work together very well, I can say.
We saw that during Hurricane Michael, and certainly I'm seeing much the same feeling here as we had during Hurricane Michael, where everybody's just pitching in and doing what they need to do.
They are. They really are. We've got all the public information officers here, all the leaders of the agencies and the emergency management all working together, the county manager, county commissioners. They're all here. Mm-hmm. And we so appreciate Highland Park Baptist Church for opening their doors very quickly.
These guys are great over here. They've just really rolled out the welcome mat, and if anybody has to evacuate and needs a place to stay, come here.
Yes, they can come here, and should they fill up tonight, they will be opening additional places tomorrow for people to go that have been evacuated. Now, there may be some that are listening that are worried about the jail facility, the Bay County Jail, which is run by the Bay County Sheriff's Office. And I just spoke to Sheriff Ford, and he said that we are watching constantly. We're monitoring the situation around the jail. As you know, it's up 231 off Star Avenue on Star Lane, so it's in that path. It seems like the fire's traveling north because of the wind that was coming from the south earlier today. And we're monitoring it. Right now it appears to be a mile and a half up to 3 miles from the jail, but we will monitor it constantly.
Now the county animal rescue facility is up there as well, is it not?
It is. It's a little further, I believe, than the jail is. But yes, that would be a question for the county because, of course, we want to monitor that. Absolutely. They
yeah,
would be
I
doing
just,
that.
I, you know, when I think of the jail and I'm thinking of what's near the jail, well, the rescue, the county animal.
There are a lot of, and most people know this, there are a lot of new subdivisions up in that way that surprised me because I hadn't been up that way off of 231 to see some of these new subdivisions. And I know that must have been very, very frightening for the people that, you know, just bought a new home.
Yeah. Hopefully it stays away from places like Cherokee Heights and stuff
yes,
like that.
Cherokee Heights, the schools. The schools are up there. That's all very concerning. So, yes, I can assure Bay County that the people that have the job of keeping you safe are working very hard into the night tonight to make sure.
Well, thank you, and thank everybody else for their efforts up here, and I think Bay County's in good hands.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
And for WKGC, I'm Tom Hoots. I'm here with James Baxley.
Thanks, Tom. We keep you updated here from Highland Park Baptist Church on WKGC 90.7 FM and HD. Here when you need us.
All right. Thanks, everyone. For more updates, visit wkgc.org and on WKGC's Instagram and Facebook. Now back to NPR's All Things Considered.